All right, everyone, welcome back to the Ruby Discourse. It's me, RAMC. How you want to pronounce that? It's up to you. It's in your heart. And with me is Turtle.
Yeah, that's me. Hi.
Now, Turtle, you had something you wanted to talk about today.
I did, actually. So, you know, we've been doing a lot of, we've done like three episodes so far, number four. And we talked mostly about like mechanics and like playing Dominion, sort of the experience of Dominions as a game, right? Which is sort of our wheelhouse, you and me.
We're good at it. Good at the mechanics of the game.
I mean, you more than me, but you know.
We're good at the diplomatic mechanics of the game, which aren't actually mechanical at all.
I guess I don't know how to conceptualize.
That's probably better for you.
I don't know how to conceptualize diplomacy as it relates to the game. It's like sort of like a weird, like extra.
It's like a social layer.
Yeah.
It's like the game, the board game diplomacy thing, kind of.
Sure. Yeah, I've never played that, but
the social aspect.
Yes. Yeah, I'm really good at the social aspect of the game. Not so much as the nuts and bolts. I recently got a bronze Colossus killed because I didn't give it any gems.
Oh God, I was. Yeah. You're like yelling at me like the scripting. It didn't work, Ramp. It didn't work. And I'm looking at the replay, and it's like you didn't give it gems.
Look, dude. I checked out of that game a while ago. I'm not gonna lie. Well. But anyway,
bronze Colossus.
Whatever, bronze Colossus. It's fine. You can resummon them now in JBBM. But anyways,
you're going up beyond though. Beyond that.
So I want to talk about Dominions because, dude, I want to talk about Dominions, sort of the plot, the idea of Dominions, right? I want to talk about, I guess, you know, I don't know if the term for this is emergent story or whatever, but, you know, I want to talk about how, like, you know, I want us to think about for a second, like the story that Dominions actually tells.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Of the Ascension War and the little... the interactions, I guess, between the various nations throughout the ages?
Yeah, you know, which I think is for many of us the draw of Dominions.
It is. Like, I think that's like one of the things that really kind of draws people in to actually play in the dang game. I know that was one of the things that made me interested in. That's why I think some people read the LPs for the lore.
Yeah. There's the lore. I know lore is a term now. You know, it's like a game thing. You know, like world building, whatever. I don't know a lot about the whatever, but yes, you know, yes. The lore. You know, it's very beautiful. You know, and we're gonna have someone on next episode if all goes well, and we're gonna talk more because we're gonna talk more. I don't want to spoil who it is, but we're gonna talk more about some stuff. About this, you know, but the Dominions is sort of, on the one hand, it's a game, and on the other hand, it's sort of a work of art, you know, and these two aspects are in tension with each other, right?
How would you elaborate on that? What do you think the tension is?
Well, the things that make it a work of art, I think, you know, let's get into this. Okay, you know what I mean? So let's talk about this because you know the Swedes clearly intend a bunch of things that don't work. Right? Mm-hmm. Like for example, the Swedes you know design a huge number of god chassis, right?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, so what are the varieties? There are the immobiles, right? The big giant statues.
The Titans.
Yes, and there are the Titans.
The monster dudes, the Dom 2 fellows, and just the dudes. The human-sized man.
Just ambitious people. You know what I mean? Yeah. Ambitious people as opposed to, you know.
They have nothing else to obtain but godhood.
Yes. Now, of these chassis, like, how many are usable?
Oh, man. Like, maybe like a dozen, maybe 20 if you're really generous. It varies, but...
And, you know, when I say usable, you know, I'm talking about, like, you know...
Optimum.
Game-winning, you know what
I
mean?
Like, yeah.
Like useful and good at something, right? You know, so what are those? You know, let's talk about that. You know,
the Dracon. That's the new Earth Snake.
Yes, the Dracon's a new Earth Snake, and I've taken the Dracon because unlike the Earth Snake, he has personality.
Yeah, the Earth Snake is more expensive now and 5 and not as good, but Snake was also available to like everyone in the Dracons, on like Greek dudes.
Which, to be fair, is a lot of stuff, but yes.
It is. They love Greece.
Well, hey, Greece is nice, you know.
It's a rich mythological mine.
Milieu, I believe. I think it's
sure. Milieu.
Yeah. But anyways, so monsters, right? The Dracon's a good example of a monster. Monsters,
yeah, it's like the Maneater. It's the ant lion, I guess, is okay. That's what you get.
Yes,
basically, you need like a beefy thing that can regenerate half the time.
Yes, exactly. So you end up with a lot of monsters, right? Yeah,
you have like these here's an air astral like lion with a dude's head and a beard, and it's like, I can't do shit with this.
Yeah. So So there are a lot of different nations, and they all have their own lore and this and that thing, you know. But a lot of the times, the most powerful thing, I don't know how intentional this is, you know what I mean. But the most powerful thing is often the most grotesque, most awful thing.
You're not wrong. And if I can just get in here a second. Do you know there's a term, I think, for what you're looking for here, for the intersection of video game elements, gameplay, and narrative elements, called first the ludo narrative. Yeah, apparently it's a thing. But you were saying the most grotesque.
Yeah, the most grotesque ass version of the thing. You know, a Dracon is a three-headed, you know, primordial dragon monster.
Yeah.
The man eater.
Dragon's ass.
It's true. It does. It does because you know.
It can bite you three times.
On top of everything else a dragon can do, like use a breath weapon and tail slap and whatever, you know. What else? There's the the man eater, you know, which is for those of you who don't know, it's a gigantic manticore.
Mm-hmm. That's sweet blood in earth paths.
Yes, exactly. Earth path stuff is disproportionately good for expanders because earth magic gives you extra points of protection, which you know, sort of snowball in effectiveness. Mm-hmm. The man eater, you know, is a gigantic, horrible monstrosity that's so vile it actually consumes like 100 people a month in any province it's in.
Exactly 100.
Yes, exactly 100.
There's people. No variance on this.
There's no variance on it. That's true. That's correct.
It has to maintain weight.
Well, it doesn't have to, because if you put it in a province that has no population, it will just happily just hang out.
That's sad.
Well, you know,
he's gonna fall out of his weight class. He's come Dom One.
You know, Hinnom, which is the cannibalistic Jewish, Old Testament flavored giants.
Yep. Big yikes. Go on.
They have a trait where if they don't eat people, if they try to eat people and can't eat people, they eat their own flesh, and so they get afflictions and stuff.
I wonder why they don't do that for other man-eaters or maybe whatever.
That would be interesting. You know what I mean?
Kind of a shotgun approach to a lot of these things.
So there's a question of what the Swedes intend and what they don't, because but anyways, the most grotesque version of the stuff. All right, anyways, and sometimes there's like immobiles and stuff, but a lot of the immobiles are grotesque,
right? Some of them, it's like the statue of the Bloody Mother thing. That's pretty
absolutely pretty gnarly. The fountain of blood.
Yeah, everyone gets the fountain of blood, and it's actually pretty useful.
Yeah, you know, like, and so, like, wow.
The lore on, like, the fountains is actually pretty grim.
Yeah, they possess people and stuff.
Yeah, they're, like, sacrificed, I think, at the end of the year or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, you know, so while you can take, like, for example, the Bodhisattva of Mercy, right?
Yeah, but it sucks.
Yeah, you can take an unambiguously benevolent chassis. A few of them exist, but they're almost universally really bad.
I feel like that's generally true. Like, maybe some of the nature titans are okay.
Yeah, I understand that there's one that has like an innate vine shield trait or something that he's sort of
found. Oh, that guy, you know, the I suppose, yeah, Calum has some pretty like explicitly good, explicitly evil stuff, because Zoroastrianism.
Yeah. So for the most part, you know, like, yes, you know, but you know, for the most part, the pretenders that tend to win games are monsters.
They're assholes.
Yes, exactly. You know, so you have that. The Ascension War, you know, which there are aspects of the lore, quote unquote lore, mm-hmm. you know, like, you know, that indicate that like the Ascension War is a sort of a feature of the Dominion's world. Like it happens.
Like a cycle. Like it happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a lot of it, sometimes it doesn't like make a, I don't think about it too hard, honestly, because it's just a game.
Yeah.
But like the cycle it works on, it seems very like, I know, oh, you've been your Pantocrator for eternities before leaving. And it's like, all right, round two, it's probably in a few hundred years tops, I guess.
Yeah. It's, it, you know, things don't really add
whatever.
Up. Yeah. Yeah. Things don't really add up, you know, but it doesn't super matter, you know. Yeah.
Time isn't real.
Yeah, you know, especially in a game where you can cast a spell to make time pass faster.
Yes.
Right, you know.
You can stop.
Yeah, exactly, you know, like, yeah, so time isn't real.
Who knows?
We shouldn't worry too much about it. But, you know, so, like...
What's happening?
So you know, the thing is, you know, the mythological and religious traditions from which the you know, the different flavors of Dominion stuff are drawn, you know what I mean? They all have... you know, their own sort of metaphysics.
Yeah, like they don't always agree either.
No, they don't, you know, they don't agree, you know. But like, you know, the Bodhisattva of Mercy, who I come back to because I think it's very interesting, mm-hmm. you know, Bodhisattva, you know, and like Buddhas and stuff, like, you know, like there's a, I, you know, I'm not Buddhist. I have some Buddhist friends. I don't want to get mm-hmm. too whatever. So I'm not super educated on this, you know, but there's a, you know, there's a whole thing, you know, a Buddhist thing about the impermanence of the world and you know, some, especially, you know, Indian flavored stuff, you know, has a Indian religious,
yeah.
The argument that like,
I think everyone listening to this has read the Mahabharata, surely.
Well, I mean, you and I have, but yeah. you get it, you know, like, you know, this whole thing, like, the world is an illusion, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, what that translates to is the Bodhisattva has, like, an ability that, like, lets her dispel, like, actual illusions, like, things that
really
are
cool. Real.
Yeah, but, like, you know, she doesn't, I mean, it's not useful.
She will, the chastis will, because it has air paths, will gladly cast illusion spells, and then they will automatically dispel.
Really? Is that true?
I'm yeah.
Seriously?
It doesn't discriminate. It doesn't care.
Oh my god, that's so
funny. It'll cast like ghost wolves and shit and then nuke its own stuff. It's good.
I'm laughing because of how stupid and bad that is.
It's the AI. It just loves to create hit points.
Yes. But sure. Well, and often that's a good thing to do. But, you know, but...
Normally.
Yes. Yes. In this case, no. In this case, it's stupid. But in a very funny way.
You know, but... I appreciate the jank.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, but like, you know, but so the Bodhisattva, you know, what's important, you know, is that like metaphysically speaking, in the context of the Dominion's universe, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, you know, that, you know, that metaphysics that like the world is an illusion or whatever isn't true.
Yeah, it's, I mean, these things like interact weirdly. It's,
yeah.
And in a way, it might just be like the rules are determined by who's the Pantocrator. Probably.
Yeah. It's you know, but it is sort of weird, you know, the Dominion's world is a weird place.
Right? Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, of course.
I wouldn't want to live there, but it's
I was gonna get to that.
Interesting.
You know, one of the things that's one of the basic things, like, for example, medicine doesn't really exist.
No, it's, you get like, being able to treat disease is like an insanely rare ability. Maybe not insanely rare, but it's pretty rare.
And expensive. Like, yeah. like genuinely, like, very, like it's expensive for you, and you, like, you have, like, the resources of an entire nation.
Yeah. Unless you have, like, a nation that has, like, a big, deep tradition of alchemy or healing, like, you know, the Arcos or the TCs.
Yeah.
Yangqi. But,
yeah, there's a cure disease spell, right?
Yeah, it's like nature 4, like 10 gems. It's a lot.
Yeah, you know, I think it might be 5, but still, nature 4 is like, you know, a tree lord. It's a tree lord.
be really good, and they can like forge something, but it's like nature five to forge something to heal one person a month.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, and, random, it might be a wolf.
And how many people have like nature four? Like that's tree lord stats.
Yeah, that's like, you know, you're probably some, you're a fuck off wizard.
Yeah, you know,
that's the real deal.
There are these units, the like, you know, the pyromancer. It's like he studied his whole life to master the element of fire.
Fire one.
F1, fireflies.
He's this man is 80 years old.
Exactly.
It's all led up to this one moment to throw fireflies at like a giant dragon before it bites his damn head off.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
love it.
You know, but yeah, so, you know, but yeah, so magic, yeah, because there's the grim, you know, the, I mean, the, and there and are like benevolent spells, you know, like there's gift
of health. Yeah,
you know, gift of health.
That's a good spell.
Yeah, you know, and but I think that's one of the only benevolent spells that ever gets cast, right?
Eyes of God's neutral. Yeah, I guess a lot of them are just like, you know, like get off my lawn stuff.
Yeah, nobody's ever casting like Fata Morgana. You know,
Riches from Beneath is actually an unambiguously good spell that gets cast just because it's easy to cast.
That's true, you know. But again, you know, most of what gets cast is violent shit.
Oh yeah, shit. Just like Wrath of God, Petrol Storm.
Yeah. Burden of Time, if you're with
me. Yes, we don't see that very often anymore because it's Thaum 8 and the mods that we usually use.
Because Jay Bear nerfed it, yeah.
It makes the game really fun.
Yeah, you know, so yeah, but yes. Anyways, so you talk about passive magic. So let's go back to, you know, tension between game and art.
The ludonarrative dissonance.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm smart. Like, I'm smarter than me, clearly. You know, so you know, if you're playing a game designed to be a game. Right, you know, you have these different schools of magic. Mm-hmm. You know, what are they? You have the four. There's the four elemental branches.
Yeah, it's elements, and sorcery,
water, earth, fire, and
air.
Thank you. And then the sorcery, which is nature, death, astral, blood.
Yep.
Right. If you were like designing a game, you'd be like, well, you know, we're gonna balance these against each other.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what structures. I would do if I was designing a game.
Sure.
But I'm not Swedish, apparently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I thought you were going somewhere with that.
Oh. No, I was just ill winter.
Fair enough. Yeah. You know. So one of the criticisms of Dominion as a game is that blood magic is incredibly powerful.
Yep, it's a valid criticism.
Yeah.
It does everything.
Well, it's criticism of Dominion as a game.
The gems aren't real.
Yes. Yeah. You know. So basically, for those who don't know, blood magic is weird, and like the lore behind it is very squicky. I think people try not to look at it too closely because
it's a weird reason.
You basically,
the blood of virgins.
Virgins, specifically virgins who are like horny and like whatever, but like haven't fucked yet.
Yeah, or something like that. It's. That's not to dwell too much on it, but that can be used for power, and you can just take strategic map actions to get a bunch of them.
What you do is literally you have your guys do something that's called blood hunting, mm-hmm. which apparently seems like they go around like knocking on doors and shit, like and trying to round up like women of the correct age.
Yep.
This causes unrest because people get upset that you're like kidnapping their daughters.
Rightfully so.
I was gonna say wives and daughters, but it's not wives; it's daughters specifically, right?
Probably not. Probably not wives.
Yeah, you know, so the other thing you have to do because blood hunting is less successful when unrest levels are high, is you have to like set your armies and stuff to patrol, and murder anyone who objects.
So yeah, you basically end up with you're like a cartoon like fantasy villain practically. Sending around your wolves to go hunt down anyone who tries to stop you from doing a clearly evil act.
Yeah, we say wolves because for a long time in our community, the meta has been to summon wolves to patrol because for a variety of reasons, wolves make convenient patrollers.
Nerfed recently, but I still use wolves.
They're
I don't have to pay them.
Yes, even while being the wolves don't charge upkeep. Like, wolves don't demand a salary to work for you because they're wolves. they don't have the concept of money.
maybe there'll be a mod where you have to pay the wolves.
Well, so yeah, fair enough. But for now, wolves don't share the concept of money. They don't whatever. Oh gosh, that was an old inside joke with a member, former member of our community. You have to hire. So Shibalba has the option to like recruit scorpions. So he was using
Scorpion demands 1 pound of gold.
Yeah, Scorpion demands a pound of gold every month.
and I'm outing myself as a modder here. In one of my nations, a Cassia.
Yeah.
Your scout is a bee.
Good.
It's a Taoist bee nation. Bees taking on human form, but the scout is an actual bee and costs 25 gold. 25 pounds of gold.
What's a bee going to do with that much gold?
I actually have a thing in the that the stipend is paid to their home apiary to maintain their ancestor shrines.
Oh, well, see, you've thought about it.
I did.
You did. Blood School is criticized for being powerful. Blood is powerful for a lot of reasons. One is that the Blood School has enormous amounts of. Oh, I'm sorry. We didn't tell you what you do with the virgins. So you round the virgins and then you like murder them in sacrificial, like ritualistic fashion, or yep. Like on the battlefield, you like drag like.
I guess you just kill them. Is this like three in one round? Here we go.
Yeah, you drag like drugged young women like to the battlefield, and you like slit their throat or whatever to like cast your spell, and it's like it's,
all right, what the hell, what the fuck?
And they give little pixelated screams as you do so. It's almost like someone's like weird fetish thing on a certain level, like it's uncomfortably detailed. You know, or it would be, I think, you know, and here's the whatever, you know, I think the, one of the meta narratives of one of the emergent whatevers of Dominions is that Dominions is a race to the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
It's like everyone just trying to take over the world while just absolutely wrecking it up. You know, put a second sun up in the sky to bake everything. Everyone's aging at 5 times speed because, you know what, we can fix this later. We'll fix this in post, all right? Once I'm God, I can make everything fine. Everyone will be fine when I'm God, unless I'm playing Satan, in which case it's like, here we go.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like some pretenders maybe would want to do that, you know. On the other hand, like, you know, something called the man eater, you know what I mean? Like,
he's probably just like, it's like the frat boy jock dude, like the Chad.
Sure, you know, he's having a good time, you know, the Lord. I mean,
chugging peasants.
I mean, hold on, one of the strongest nations in the game, that so strong that like I think every community bans it, is MA Ermor.
Yeah.
Which is Rome backwards. For those who don't know, the lore is that the Rome spell backwards nation gets death magic, totally fucks it up, and ruins their entire like nation. Like everybody.
Oh yeah, basically yeah. The lore of the game, a lot of it kind of bounces around off Ermor just totally screwing things up.
Yeah. Ermor uses death magic. Anyways, Ermor is insanely powerful and also very scorched earth.
Yes. Right?
Because all of their lands are worthless to anyone but them.
Aggressive population killing. Your populations go way down, and that number doesn't go back up.
Yeah, so Ermor is poison for the actual meta of the game. Because not only
prisoner's dilemma,
yeah, and also if you leave them alone, they will win in competent hands. You know, they're like pain. They're very, very powerful. You know, Dominions is I think the narrative of it is a race to the bottom. You know, that you may like want to do nice things and be nice to people and stuff, but if you try to stay virtuous, you will inevitably be just slaughtered by somebody who is like, okay, I'm gonna round up all these women, kill all their families, you know, slaughter them in ritualistic fashion. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
I wouldn't say the loss is inevitable, but you might be putting yourself at a disadvantage depending on your need.
Well, I hear you. If you go to late game,
yes, well. Maybe you're late game astral.
Well, I mean, late game Astral isn't good either. Like the options late game Astral has for Blood, like if late game Astral is fighting late game Blood, the classic move is to cast Armageddon over and over, which is
but it doesn't discriminate.
Yes, it doesn't discriminate. You know, Armageddon. Late game Astral is a form of magic that relates to both like the stars and also like I guess metaphysics basically. Like mind stuff, soul stuff.
It's like Prime for all you mage players.
Fine. All right, you nerd. You fucking nerd. Anyways.
I'm hurting my feelings. Wow.
Okay, I'm sorry. My bad.
Wow.
You're not a nerd.
I am. I play Dominions.
Wow. Ooh, brutal. I've got a lot to think about, I guess.
Yeah.
But anyways, you know, Astral, you know, has a spell called Wish. Which is in Dominions, in classic Dominions, like a very beautiful, weirdly flexible spell. You can just wish for stuff. One thing you can wish for is the end of the world.
Mm-hmm. It's.
What this does is like it just kills an enormous number of people.
Like it's just percentage of like the population goes down globally. Units all over have chance to get hit for a bunch of damage. I guess it's.
Yeah. I
for a normal sized dude, it's not a good time.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so you know, Dominion is essentially a race. You know, to like more and more apocalyptic, awful things. You know, and you know, the thing about blood magic is like blood magic is really awful. You know, and you have to like systematic, like you know, people talk about the frustrating thing about blood magic is how micro intensive it is.
Yes.
You know, like which is to say, like you know, like unless you like make really expensive investments, you know, the most efficient way to do blood hunting in terms of your game resources is like for you as the player to go in and transfer all of the girls who have been rounded up to like commanders, then move them over to somewhere. Yeah, but like you know, there's like a ludo narrative effect here. Like you're getting your hands dirty.
Yes.
Right. Like
you personally.
You personally, like, you know, as the player, like, you know, are coordinating, like, the kidnapping and, like, the transportation and the ritual murder of, like, these people. You know what I mean? Like, you know, these people in these provinces you control who, like, you know, who may worship you, like, may worship your god, you know? They may be fervent believers in your god, but that doesn't matter. You know, they're into the truck they go or whatever.
You gotta win.
Yeah, you know.
It would be interesting if blood hunting had a chance to lower Dominion.
Maybe.
Whatever. This is all conceptual stuff.
Yes. Well, again, it's all conceptual. You know. So, anyways, blood, like from a game perspective, you know, is like not well designed. I think that like from an art perspective, you know what I mean? Like, you know, the story of a Dominion is of a deeply amoral world. You know. Yeah. You know, and so and that's sort of a weird
ends thing. Ends justify the means.
Yeah, and the thing is, that's sort of a weird thing in a game about like religious stuff,
mm-hmm.
Right? You know, like this is not a game where like you know there are you know I mean you know the, you know there's you know truth does not equal virtue.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Might makes right. Yes. All religions in the game are actually propaganda.
Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of them are, yeah. I mean, I guess in essence.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of nations have their story, like, you know, this is our whole culture thing, but there a lot of nations, I guess ultimately all of them, have the implicit thing that then this god came along and hijacked everything and now we're doing an ascension war.
Yeah, you know, like no scripture is true, really. You know what I mean? Like, you know, mm-hmm. None is like truer than the other as far as we're aware. You know, this is emphasized by the fact, like, you know, like there's the skeptic, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's a heretic for everyone. He criticizes everybody's whatever.
Yes.
Right? You know, he's never going to end up, oh, I'm converted to, like, believing in your shit, you know?
No.
So, you know, but it's just sort of... It's
you
just,
profit
it's
just, him, but, yeah, he'd be, yeah. I guess, you know, in the mirror.
And all of this is sort of like, you know, a consequence of the pastiche nature of Dominions because, like, you know, you can't make
one the correct one.
It's true, but, you know, but what you've done is, you know, conversely, you've sort of cheapened the idea of all of this stuff, too. You know what I mean?
You know? I guess.
Yeah, on a certain level, you know, like, you know, you're no one's religion has any metaphysical truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you know,
Truth is what you make it.
Yes, you know, and you make it, and the way that you make it is by, you know, engaging in atrocities, basically. You know, just like worse and worse and more horrific atrocities, you know, usually carried out by the worshippers of like an incredibly grotesque and violent god.
Yeah, typical.
You know.
I mean, even if they're not physically grotesque, they are by the virtue of their actions and the fact, you know, you're probably killing a whole bunch of people just invading all these indies.
Yeah. Well, yes, exactly. You know, and often, and you know what? I hadn't even thought about that. Yes.
You're conquering power.
Yeah, everyone literally begins the game by like exterminating.
You're just like, you know, you're like a militiaman. You're hanging out with like your bros and like,
yeah,
Kill Wizard Steve and then like fucking dragons.
Yeah, you know, a bunch of totally like inoffensive, you know, just like, you know, just like indigenous people. You know what I mean? Like, you know.
Yep.
Who are just living their lives, have their own values and like cultures and belief systems, and everyone begins the game by immediately exterminating,
they're, you know, just exterminating their militaries, subjugating their people. Now a centaur has built a temple here, and I guess this is our life now.
I guess now we worship this like centaurs thing, and then, you know, centaurs would probably,
yeah, some giant white bulls here. Hi guys.
Yeah, you know,
he stomped over everyone.
Yeah, you know, and then of course, you know, supposing someone conquers problems. All right, now we're worshiping this giant. We're worshiping this carp that used to be the Panto Crater's pet fish.
He eats some of us now and then, but he's really big. We can't really say anything about this.
Yeah, you know, it's just it's interesting, you know, and the whatever is like, you know, there's a whole bunch of different like fantasy races, you know what I mean? There's bat people and there's fish people. Bird
people, aliens, half men, yeah.
There's fish people, frog people, you know, there's you know, the pale ones, whatever the fuck they are, the cyclopses.
Yeah, they're like underground
cyclopes. Yeah, and then
you're right, they're cyclops, they have one eye.
And then there's like two varieties of cyclops on top of that that are called cyclops.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Tons. Anyway.
Yeah, you know, there's all these different varieties of people, you know, and all of them like share in common the fact that they are like brutalized and oppressed by these people.
Yeah, it's just cycles of violence.
It doesn't matter like how big or how small you are, yeah.
Yeah. They're just perpetuating themselves.
Yeah,
just can't break the vicious circle.
Yeah, you know, so I don't know. So you know, talking about taking domains for what it is and stuff, you know, I think that like to balance dominions is essentially to like change this sort of what I consider to be sort of a core aspect of the game, which is that, you know, the game encourages you to commit atrocities. You know. The game encourages you to do really terrible, awful things, and you know, and to do them more effectively, you know, more often, you know, at bigger scales than the other players.
Yeah, to a certain extent, yes.
Yeah, because that's how you win, you know. So on a certain level, you know, like we've talked about, like the meta of like other communities, especially I think, you know, in particular Akala or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. But over there, they're just fucking around with like great swords of sharpness and stuff.
Yeah, it's just check out this, guys. I have a nap -3 with you.
Yeah, you know,
warn me 3 turns before we go to war. It's like, okay.
Meanwhile, you know, I'm over here talking about like, you know, like if you're doing a late game blood economy, you know, you want to bring in, you would probably want to bring in around like 250 to 300 slave girls a turn, and in that same turn. Yeah. In that same turn, you want to sacrifice them en masse, you know, to field armies of demons. You know what I mean? Like, you know, so
this is your advice generally.
Yeah, well, and it's good advice in terms of winning the game, you know, but I think the thing that the difference between us and them is that we just might be more sociopathic than they are.
Hmm. Like, interesting theory. Could be probably right.
I don't know whether or not, like, you know, this was intended by the Swedes. You know, but like it seems clear that, like, you know, winning the game means being more and more ruthless.
I would say that I don't think we're particularly sociopathic, as the Ruby Discord honestly is pretty chill for what it is. I would say it's more, we're more willing to engage with it as a game experience rather than a role-playing experience.
That's also interesting. That's also
so role-playing, you know, if you're inhabiting a role, you're perhaps less likely to be like, well, I'm going to do villainous things, or, you know, I'm going to do blatantly gamey things.
That's fair enough. You know what? And actually, you know who would have some really interesting thoughts about that?
A possible guest one day.
Our possible guest for the next podcast. So why don't we end there?
All right. We'll see if we can get this together. There might be some time zone, so we live in hope. Thank you for listening.
We live in hope. Yeah, thank you. Until next time, I'm Turtle.
I'm Ramp.
And shit, do we have like a shit? Come on, we gotta have like an outro.
I don't know. Buy all our merchandise.
Whatever. You guys get it. Good night. Good night.